Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Oh, hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey,
Donnie.
Hey, Josh, happy birthday to you, man.
Hey, appreciate it, Donnie.
I wrote a tape for you.
Oh.
Our cake in the middle of the street. Our cake is good and fit to eat.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Love nice.
Man, this Survivor thing, though, Christy, can't nobody keep a secret anymore?
That's the thing.
Swear
yeah,
to God.
I know.
Not Stormy Daniels, not Bill Cosby, nobody. These two contestants violated some non-foreclosure agreement, and now they're going to get sued for millions or something?
$5 million.
Non-disclosure, yeah.
Yeah, good luck getting money out of these two jackalags. They'll be lucky to get an 08 Kia Rio out of these two. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they can even still call it Survivor, because nobody ever dies on the show. They'll just call it Everybody Survives Alive, or make the logo a big Safe Place sticker.
Uh-huh.
Swear to God. They don't even let me on that show because
mm-hmm.
they only get these wafer-thin chicks and dudes that are stuck up with eight packs. It's like a big Abercrombie and Finch company picnic.
Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can't have nobody like me on their little meat on their bones because I store possum jerky same way camels keep milking their humps.
Really?
I swear to God. I'd go for months without eating or drinking if I had to, because I'd dominate that show. I'd
really?
Sit right to Jeff Probst's face. Plus, the fact remains, if he tried to extinguish my torch, you're going to have to beat me at head-to-head combat first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And good luck doing that after I hogtie your hands with my two black belts from Discount Karate, because I wouldn't go out without a fight. Plus, I probably know more about caves, shelters, and food banks than anybody I know.
Yeah. Really?
You laugh, Christy. I make a treble hook out of an ingrown toenail in under 7 minutes. I swear to God. I can make fire using only a magnifying glass and a nest from mud daubers.
Donnie.
I once built a 900-square-foot home for my bass player, Todd Boner,
uh-huh.
using nothing more than empty cases of Natty Light and 30 rolls of Saran Wrap.
Wow.
I swear to God. Even passed inspection. I'm industrious that way. And the real reason they won't let me on Survivor,
yeah.
they wouldn't have any usable tape of me because I'd spend all day and night just pollinating the chicks. I swear to God.
Really?
That's what you should be doing on your birthday, Josh. Because the fact remains, 9 months after that show would be over, you'd see 9 new contestants in Huggies. My kids would already be in that Survivor mode, too. Hell, they'd all come out carving their own C-sections. I swear to God. Good luck surviving that episode. They don't call me Donnie Baker, the bastard maker, for nothing. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you, Donnie.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.